How you doing, big time?
Well, you look good. I don't know how you feel inside, but you're looking good tonight. Yeah, people out on the front lawn, taking walks around the block, riding bicycles, getting in the car, going somewhere because the weather's nice. Oh, you're a beautiful bunch. 8:27 in the nighttime. Sound of Summer Shade, GR55. A high-low call coming up within the next 20 minutes. This is Bread with David Gates, and I think we could make it if we try them all. This is Summer 76 as it comes alive on Buffalo's own GR55. Paul Simon and the Mother and Child Reunion. This was Paul's first as a single. About 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and he did rather well at it, too. Still doing it. Let's play for some big money. Right? Check the middle digit of your telephone number. Is it an odd? A 13579. Only odds will do. Ones, threes, five, sevens, and nines. Time to get it on. If it's busy, you hang up and dial again. GR55 high low, odd numbers only. I'll play with caller number 21. Let's get it done.
Sir, Sega V-Still, Felton Street, no time. I want to give the audience a taste of that big voice there, man.
$236.
This guy could be a jock, right? Yeah, man. Say, this is GR55 at a Jim Hersig show.
Right out.
You're not bad. You really aren't. What do you do for a living, Jim?
I'm unemployed.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you certain? How old are you?
Oh, I'm about that age.
About that? God got it, you know? Hey, Jim?
Yeah?
I want you to give Larry Anderson a call tomorrow because he may be looking for a nighttime disc jockey very, very soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Bill Irwin doesn't like the way I play tennis. Can I tell you?
Oh, heck with tennis.
Okay. Well, I don't think you're going to get the money now because I happen to be a tennis freak, man.
I mean, Michael, but tennis to play the radio.
Say what?
Do the best you can with what you got.
I like this guy. You know, I like this guy. We get contestants that are, but this guy's all right. I got a lot of money here.
Okay.
I'm going to try to give it to you. All you got to do is give me the right guess. Before you do that, I want to tell you, you already got some prizes over there. You got a free car wash from Delta Sonic and a T-shirt from Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips and an 8-pack for yourself and the family of Coke or Tab or Fresca or Sprite from your friends at GR55 just for playing. So if you would, Jim, your guess, please.
236.
You say 236. That's 236.
Right.
Super close.
You're too low.
Not close enough, man.
Too low,
too low, but I'll tell you, you put an $8 or $10 fence around this baby, and it's going out with Stan Roberts or Larry Anderson tomorrow morning, so a lot of people will like you in retrospect, all right?
Okay.
Hey, listen, I'm serious. You give Larry Anderson or Brad Casey a call in the news department with a voice like that, you might as well try yourself a new living.
Oh, yeah?
I'm serious. You do rather well. Your voice is very resonant. Have a good night, Jim.
Okay.
Thanks so much for playing with us. Bye-bye.
Album on that song.
You'd think the Stump and Shane show had never left. Every night I got to answer about 25 or 30 trivia questions. Now people don't call up to stump me. They usually call up and say, we got an argument here. Would you settle it for us? And I do. You know, no charge. Part of the show, folks. That's the Neon Philharmonic, the only hit they ever had out of 1968. It made a lot of people glad, called Good Morning Girl. And it came, Venaroli, in case you're listening, from an album called The Moth Confesses. And a great title, right? That's why I remember it. 848 from GR55 and the Nonstop Shane Showtime. Want to tell you, if you're thinking about a motorcycle, nobody plays it like GR55 played yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This could be number one in just a few weeks. Elton John again with Leslie Duncan this time, and a love song. Thanks for turning us on. Sock it to Dickie. All right. Nobody does it like my mama does it. All right. It's 9:20 on the Summer Shane Show from GR55. Give us a couple for the sponsors. We'll come right back with Eric Carmen.
That song,
much like a lot of people react to the Shane Show, I couldn't stand it at first, but then I found out, you know, that he really put a lot of work into it, a lot of great production, and really a dynamite song. Eric Carmen, Never Gonna Fall in Love Again. It's 9:27. Hey, tonight, the outspoken mayor of Utica, New York, Edward Hanna, will be the guest on Extension 55 on the phone at 11:30, and you can talk directly to him about how the bureaucracy can be made to shape up. I know it sounds like an impossible dream, but this guy's had some pretty good success at it in his hometown of Utica. If you'd like to find out how he and Utica does it, 886-6450 tonight. I read quite an article about Edward Hanna about 6-7 months ago in the newspaper, and he caused quite a stir down in Utica, but he said, all right, the election is over. I am the mayor. No more favors. That's it. Clear out. A lot of people were packing their bags and calling him a dirty dog. But I guess he's doing all right down in Utica. You'll find out tonight just how well he's doing and how we might be able to do some of that ourselves here in Buffalo. Just to take about 80 feet of silk out on the back lawn, a little propane burner, and start putting up some heat and watch the whole thing fill out and get kind of billowy and neat and stand up to about 85 feet tall and pop yourself into the basket made of wicker or steel or what have you and just fly free these emotions. I'd tell you it'd be the potion. Anybody got a balloon for sale?
Would you like to ride?
As it was.
In 1967, fifth dimension, up and away. 9:32, GR55 and the Shane Game. Until 10 and Tony Venaroli in the midnight hours, it's Tom Donahue. Love Hangover. 9:40, Tony at 10. If anyone asks, you listen to The Shane Show in the nighttime from GR55. If they ask why, tell them it's a celebration of music.
Slipping away.
Wells out of Buffalo, New York. When California's Three Dark Nights
celebrates. Dance to the music. It's not the summer coming on, the weather is nice, isn't it?
So there I was, having been invited to her place, trying to find a way to get into the race. She looked up and smiled at my face, and I said yes, she said yes, and then she said, how do you like it? And I said, I agree with you.
Serving Buffalo's memories. StaffAnnouncer.com.